Over or not, the battle within the GOP is threatening to split the party in two. We get views from the pro-Trump and the stop-Trump wings of the party. Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach endorsed Trump this week. And strategist Henry Barber is Mississippi's Republican National Committeeman. He is backing Marco Rubio. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. So starting with you, Henry Barber, what is Donald Trump's success, his electoral successes in the past few weeks? What is it doing to or for the party?
Well, I think if that remains to be seen, what Donald Trump is doing to the party. We're still very early in this process. You've got to get 1,237 delegates to win. We've only allocated some 728 delegates to this point. And for Mr. Trump to get to 1,237, he has a long ways to go to get there. So it's not inevitable that Donald Trump is going to be our candidate. We have 1,100 delegates that will be awarded in March and April. And there is no way that Mr. Trump is going to be able to get there at the pace that he's been going. He won 42% of the delegates yesterday. That would put him at about 750 delegates at the end of April. My point is, Gwen, we have a long ways to go in this process, and a majority of Republicans, about two-thirds, are voting for somebody other than Mr. Trump.
But, Mr. Barber, is this about delegate nose counting, or is this about a rejection from so many Republicans of the establishment, of the way the Republican Party has always been structured?
Well, look, the voters are going to decide in the Republican primaries and caucuses around the country who they want to be our nominee, whether that's Donald Trump or Marco Rubio, who is a candidate who I think could that we could coalesce behind and who could beat Hillary Clinton. I'm afraid Donald Trump would lose in the general election against Hillary Clinton when he can't answer a question about the Ku Klux Klan, whether he's for them or against them. It sounded like he needed to do a little bit of studying or fix his earpiece or something. I'm not sure what that was about. And Reid mentioned in the segment before this that people like that Donald Trump tells it like it is. But I think if you ask the students at Trump University, they weren't told like it is. The New York Attorney General said it was a bait and switch program, a scam.
Kris Kobach, why did you decide to endorse Donald Trump?
Well, first and foremost, because he's taking the strongest position we've ever heard a presidential candidate take on illegal immigration and the vulnerability that our country faces with respect to immigrants coming legally through the refugee system, which is now, it appears, being used by ISIS as a way of getting into the United States and to Western Europe, and illegally. And the threat to our country in terms of national security, and then the threat to working Americans who see their wages depressed if they don't lose their job or lose their job, is something that many people say, look, Trump is the guy who's actually going to do something about it. And he's not speaking in half words and half tones. He's saying, look, we're going to solve the problem. We're going to solve it now. The other thing that I really find appealing about Donald Trump is he is massively broadening the Republican base for the first time in, well, 25 years. And we've had all of these talking heads and consultants tell the Republican Party, well, the way you broaden your base is you roll over on amnesty and you tell everyone you're for amnesty. And then hopefully instead of getting 30% of the Hispanic vote, you'll get 40% of the Hispanic vote. That doesn't broaden the base. What Trump is doing is broadening the base. And we're seeing it right before our very eyes. But unfortunately, the Republican establishment is looking a gift horse in the mouth and saying, yeah, we don't really want those blue-collar workers who are coming over to the Republican Party. And I think that's the biggest gift Trump offers, is we have something like the Reagan coalition, where you have massive numbers of Democrats and independents who are working men and women voting Republican. And I think that's a huge threat to the Democrat Party's base, too, if that happens.
I get the feeling that Henry Barber wants to respond.
Well, it's just funny that Kris mentions gifts that Mr. Trump is giving, and I know he gave a gift to Hillary Clinton so she would come to his wedding. And I mean, if that doesn't look like an establishment move, I don't know what is. I do think that if you look at Marco Rubio's track record in Florida, He was the original renegade who ran against the establishment in Florida, a sitting governor running for the U.S. Senate. Everybody told Marco, you can't do it. The Tea Party rallied around Marco Rubio, and he won. And he's been a reformer, and he's made a real difference as a conservative. And I think one of the important differences for Republican primary voters to understand is we know that Marco Rubio is a conservative. He has a 98% rating with the American Conservative Union. One day, Donald Trump says he's pro-choice. The next day, he says he's pro-life, yet he's giving money to Planned Parenthood, which funds abortions.
Let me ask you both about whether this means the big discussion here and around the country is whether the Republican Party is splitting apart. Can you see, Chris Kobach, a way that Donald Trump goes to the convention, plays by the rules of this party, and unites the party, as he said last night he would?
You know, I think it is going to happen, because at the end of the day, although there is grousing among some of the moneyed establishment interests and some people on the RNC, but not all, they're going to ultimately, if you have this many voters saying overwhelmingly, yeah, we like Trump, which is what's happening, and you're going to see more of it as you get to the winner-take-all states where the delegates are overwhelmingly in his corner, I can't see any way that the RNC or the Republican establishment, however you define it, would then say, you know what, we're going to try to find some way to derail the Trump campaign. I think you will see that the threat of a Clinton presidency will be so great that Republicans will unite behind Mr. Trump. And I just want to answer one point about Mr. Rubio being a conservative. Look, he's still for in-state tuition for illegal aliens, which he advocated for in Florida. He's still for amnesty. He just says, well, we'll secure the border, then we'll have the amnesty. I mean, he hasn't taken a conservative position on this critically important issue, and he even deceived Florida voters when he was running against Charlie Crist, saying, well, he's going to be opposed to amnesty. Well, then he came in and did the opposite. So I think he told Florida voters that he was against amnesty. Then he sponsored the amnesty when he got into the U.S. Senate.
I just want to make the point that looking at exit polls last night, not a lot of voters were listing immigration as their reason for supporting Donald Trump. But we don't have a lot of time left, so I want to ask Henry Barber about this whole question about contested elections and the general election and whether, in the end, Donald Trump is electable, and if he is, whether he would get your support ultimately. Get your support.
Look, right now he's getting support of about 35 or so percent of Republicans. So the majority of Republicans right now want somebody else. And I think he would have a hard time winning the general election.
But not
I have
Rubio.
Said consistent. I'm sorry, Chris. I have said consistently that I intend to support the nominee, and that's what I hope to do. I will say this. Mr. Trump's comments about the Klan the other day, as a guy from Mississippi, I find that very troubling. And when he tries to pawn it off that something happened with his earpiece, I just find that really hard to believe, and maybe Chris can explain that.
Well, he's disavowed it so many times, and I find it kind of strange when Republicans, who are constantly falsely called racist, suddenly take the left's tactics and start using it against fellow Republicans. Come on. And we are all going to support the candidate at the end of the day. If Rubio wins, which I don't think will happen, I'll be supporting him.
Well, this is a disagreement. We're not going to settle tonight, but we will revisit it. Chris Kobach, the Kansas Secretary of State, Henry Barber, a member of the RNC from Mississippi, thank you both.
My pleasure.
Thank you.